Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. I'm joined on the podcast today by Susie Smith, author of Ascendant, second book in the Asylum series. Writer Marcia Preston wrote about Ascendant in Susie Smith's second dystopian thriller, A Pair of Courageous Lovers Fight to Save Each Other from an Evil U.S. Senator on a Power Trip. Fast-paced, entertaining, and tense. Susie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
If someone hasn't yet heard about your novel, Ascendant, how would you describe the novel and the Asylum series?
Well, it's Hunger Games meets kind of Gone with the Wind type of thing. You've got a lot of suspense and thrilling. It is a thriller. Both of them are.
Do you remember the original idea or impetus for Ascendant and the Asylum series?
Yeah, I actually, after 9/11, which has been quite a while ago, after 9/11, I just, you know, everything changed. The world kind of changed. My worldview changed for sure. And so I just got to thinking and asking myself a bunch of questions. And it really started with the question, what if? And it just kind of morphed from there.
Can you tell us about your original writing journey that led you to writing your first stories and getting your first novel published?
Sure. My first novel took a while. I actually started it, looking back, I started it in like 2013. And then I set it aside and then I got it back out. I don't know if other authors do that, but got it back out and just started really editing it and then tearing it apart and editing it again and just writing it over and over until I got it to where I thought it said what I wanted to say. So that took a while. The second book took me about a year. So the difference was just astronomical as far as that goes.
Can you tell us what do you feel like you were doing as you said that you kept going back to that manuscript and that story and revising? What do you think that you were learning and doing as you were doing that?
I tell people I learned how to write on that first book because there's so much there's not only the technical part of writing, but also just, you know, getting down what you want to say in as few words as possible. I mean, I'm kind of a minimalist. I like that style. I'm not wordy. So just learning how to write, learning my own style, learning, you know, who I was as a writer, basically, as well.
What was your writing process for Ascendant, your latest novel? Did you plan the novel before you began writing it? Or are you someone who just kind of has the basic idea and dives into to the story? How does that work for you?
I'm not a full-on pantser. But I'm not a full-on I stick to my outline either, but I do outline it. I feel like if you don't outline your journey where you want to start and where you want to end, I think you'd probably get lost in that somewhere in the middle. So I do have that outline. Bill Bernhardt, I call him my mentor. He has influenced me and helped me in my writing journey so much. And the Red Sneaker Writers he always says, outline, outline, outline.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So, yes, I do.
Can you tell us about him and the Red Sneakers rider in case someone listening isn't familiar with him or what that
sure.
is?
Yeah, he's a legal thriller author, Bill Bernhardt, and he has written, good Lord, if I say a number, I'll probably get it wrong, but it's like over 50 novels. He has his own publishing company, his own podcast. He did the Red Sneaker Writer series. There's book there a set of books that authors can get if they're struggling with creating a character or, you know, plotting out your, you know, plot, you know, that kind of thing. Those books are there to help. And he has a heart for authors. And I'm just very privileged to know him.
Did you take a class with him or were you in an online community?
I have gone to several of his retreats and he's just amazing. Just, you know, him and his wife, Laura too. She's just absolutely amazing people. They're amazing people.
Given your experience, as you said, writing and revising the first novel and then writing the second novel in the series, Ascendant, much faster, what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories or novels?
I tell everybody to keep going. Don't set it aside. Keep plugging away at it because you'll eventually get there. And I know it's discouraging sometimes, but I always try to encourage authors to not get discouraged and to keep writing and to commit to a writing schedule, something like that.
Are you working on another novel now?
Yes, I am working on the third in the series, the Asylum series. I'm working on the third novel.
What appealed to you about writing this kind of dystopian type novel?
You know, I didn't set out to write dystopian thrillers. I always laugh when I hear that. It just kind of, I giggle about it because I didn't set out to be a dystopian science fiction author. I wanted to write romance books, actually. And there will always be a level of romance in my novels. But I don't know. The story, that's just, I don't know. I didn't ask for it, but it just came. And that's the story that was dropped in my lap. And so I wrote it out as best as I could. So it just ended up being dystopian.
What novels have you read recently that you enjoy?
I have read, let's see. You put me on the spot. My mind went blank. There's a fellow author here in Oklahoma who has written the Inheritance Games. And that's a series she has. I believe it's categorized as YA, but anybody can read it. They're just absolutely fabulous. And her latest novel, The Brothers Hawthorne, is just amazing. I'd recommend it to anyone.
Where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your Asylum series and novels?
I go to my website, SusySmith.com, SusySmith.com. And they can find me there and ask me any questions. If they sign up, I'll send out a newsletter every once in a while. I'm not real good about that, but I try.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking to Susie Smith, author of the novel Ascendant, the second book in the Asylum series. The novel is available now, so go buy a copy. And Susie, thanks for doing this interview.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Unlock big savings while adding style and security to your home with Schlage Door Locks from Menards. locks. High-quality Schlage Wi-Fi compatible entry locks allow you to lock and unlock your home from anywhere with your phone. Get peace of mind and save big money on all door locks at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.